Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? The greatest prophecy in the Bible is not far from fulfillment. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Are you ready for his return? Someday soon, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, life will be suddenly changed for all of us. Events unspeakably strange and startling will occur with amazing rapidity.
As Christian engineers, housework will be left undone because Christian maids have been promoted to higher realms. Churches will be the scene of much confusion and bewilderment. In some, unsaved people will wait anxiously for Christian pastors who fail to make their appearance at Sunday service. Death will be robbed of its prey as those asleep in Christ are raised to meet him in the air. What will the rapture mean to Christians? To some, it will mean joyful relief.
You're now the property of the U.S. Marine Corps!
To all Christians, the rapture will mean removal from the presence of sin. To all Christians, it will mean release from wars and rumors of war.
You're now the property of the U.S. Marine Corps!
That's the joyful side of it, Christian.
But there is also another side of the picture, a tragically sad side. After the rapture, we will have no more opportunity to tell the lost of Jesus. To think that some will be left to go through unspeakable torment because you and I fail to tell them of Jesus.
To preach about the Lord Jesus Christ.
What are you doing? You praying like a Muslim?
Christians, are you ready for the Lord's return? Will he find you busily engaged in fulfilling his purpose for you?
This is your final destination!
Redeeming the time because the days are evil? Living your life for him?
You're now the property of the U.S. Marine Corps!
Will he find you watching and waiting for his return? Christians, are you ready for his return? Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
What are you doing? You praying like a Muslim?
You think the world is seeing tribulation now? War, famine, pestilence. This is nothing compared with what shall be then.
Are you ready to pass through all these
horrible experiences and then go on to a black eternity? Or are you ready now to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior and be caught up to meet him in the air when he comes for his own? How do you become one of his own? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Why not accept him as your Savior and write in the tablets of your heart, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Hey! Stop praying!
So, what were you doing in Afghanistan?